Hello, and welcome back to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, dive into your artificial intelligence questions. Today, we're tackling a query from Daniel about managing Python environments and large packages efficiently, specifically focusing on Conda and PyTorch. Daniel's running into that common issue, a large download like PyTorch installed for an AMD GPU, and a concern about disk space when using multiple environments. He's wondering how Conda's sharing capabilities work, and crucially, how to integrate a Conda environment's powerful packages like PyTorch with other tools that might have their own environment setups, such as Invoke AI. First, the core benefit of Conda regarding space saving, especially with large packages like PyTorch, lies in how it manages its installed packages. Unlike pip virtual environments, which typically create a completely separate copy of packages for each environment, Conda often employs a cleverer system. When you install a package, Conda places it in a central pkqgis directory within your Conda installation. Then, when you create a new environment and install the same package, Conda frequently uses symbolic links, or hard links in some cases, pointing back to the original files in the central PKGs directory, rather than duplicating the entire download. This means that if you have PyTorch installed for your AMD GPU setup in one Conda environment, and you create another Conda environment that also needs PyTorch, it won't necessarily download and store PyTorch all over again. It will link to the existing installation, saving significant disk space and installation time. This is a major win for large data-intensive libraries. Now, you mentioned other Python environment managers like pip, vnv, uv, and pipx, and how they fit in. It's true, the Python ecosystem has many tools. Pip is primarily a package installer for Python packages, and it works best within an environment, like one created by VNV or Conda. VNV creates lightweight virtual environments. UV is a newer, fast alternative for installing Python packages. PyPex is great for installing and running Python applications in isolated environments, keeping them separate from your project dependencies. Conda, however, is both a package manager for Python, R, and other software, and an environment manager. This makes it very powerful for managing complex dependencies, including non-Python ones, and enables the package sharing we just discussed. Your main point of confusion seems to be, if I'm working on project A using Conda with PyTorch, and project B uses Invoke AI, which has its own virtual environment, can I make Invoke AI use my Conda installed PyTorch? The answer is yes, but it's important to understand how. You don't typically point Conda into another tool's virtual environment. Instead, you ensure that the tool, Invoke AI in this case, runs using the Python interpreter and packages from your Conda environment. Here's how you generally do that. 1. Activate your Conda environment. The most straightforward method is to activate the Conda environment where you have PyTorch installed. Let's say you named it PyTorch AMD-XNV. You would open your terminal or command prompt and type Conda activate PyTorch AMD-XNV. Once activated, your terminal prompt usually changes to indicate the active environment, e.g. PyTorch AMD-XNV C uses U. Now, any Python command you run or any application you launch from this terminal will use the Python executable and packages within PyTorch AMD-XNV to running Invoke AI. If Invoke AI is installed within this activated Conda environment, you would simply run its commands directly from the activated terminal. For example, if Invoke AI has a command line interface like Invoke AI CLI, you just type Invoke AI CLI something. If it's run as a module like Python Invoke AI app, That command will automatically use the PyTorch from your activated Conda environment. 3. Alternative, specifying the Python executable. Some applications allow you to explicitly tell them which Python interpreter to use. In this scenario, you would find the path to the Python executable inside your Conda environment. For example, on Linux or macOS, it might be something like on home, Eruza, Miniconda 3, ENVs, PyTorch, AMD, ENV, key bin in Python. On Windows, C, users, your users as Miniconda 3, Z, ENV, series, PyTorch, and armed N, that's the root Python, XE. You would then configure Invoke AI, if it supports this, to use a specific Python executable path. This bypasses the need to activate the environment in the terminal, but achieves the same result. Invoke AI uses your Conda installed PyTorch. It's crucial to remember that PyTorch's GPU acceleration is highly dependent on the underlying libraries, CUDA for NVIDIA GPUs and ROCm for AMD GPUs. While Conda's sharing mechanism works on the Python package files themselves, ensuring PyTorch functions correctly with your AMD GPU means you needed the specific ROCm-enabled build of PyTorch installed in your Conda environment in the first place. Conda helps manage these complex installations efficiently once you've selected the correct build. So, to summarize, Conda saves space by sharing installed packages across environments. To use your Conda PyTorch with another application like Invoke AI, ensure that application runs using the Python interpreter located within your activated Conda environment. It's about making the tool aware of your Conda environment, not the other way around. That's all the time we have for today on Just Ask AI. Thanks for listening. Join me next time as we explore another fascinating aspect of artificial intelligence.